At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Guys, we have new merch! You've been asking, so we drop in. Why don't we play a trailer that we shot all seductual?
Not a word. Gabe, play it.
Merch store available this Thursday. StiffSocksMerch.com. Linked in the description. Wreck-It Ralph. Bro, if I was a porn star, my name would be Erected Ralph.
That's pretty good.
Nothing?
No, that's pretty good. You know when you're too on is when you talk in third person. Or first person.
Third person, first person?
When you're like at a press conference, like, man, Michael Blaustein, you know, he does clips, man.
He different.
And Michael Blaustein gets views on Eclipse. When you start talking to yourself in third person,
players do that?
Oh my God. When you're super duper on, you're wearing sunglasses.
What the hell's the point of a press conference? How you guys lost and you got to give a speech about it. Imagine bombing and then you got to wait in the parking lot and tell everybody why you bombed.
I mean, dude, I mean, the fact that these players don't blow their heads off, it's crazy. And also, nothing gets accomplished ever.
Right.
Why'd you lose? Oh, we scored less points than the other team.
I'm hungover and had 14 escorts over. My wife doesn't know. NDA. Next question.
Yeah, my balls are empty.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
But like, what is? It's just negotiated in their contract that they got to do a press conference. What is that for?
You know what's crazy? It's for me and for people like Jack and for people like Gabe that watch sports. I know it's going to be nonsense. I still watch it.
It's also just more TV time that they can just throw more commercials
more ads.
In. Yeah.
More ads.
Before they cut to Modern Family.
But I want to watch LeBron talk about why they lost or why they won. I want to.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's but never fun.
Do you ever like agree with him or you're like, nah, that's not why?
Nothing he ever has said or any of these players have said very infrequently is any of it fun to listen to. It's fun to listen to when they do press conferences like together. Like, if two players are together and they're kind of, like, riffing off each other, then it's fun. You see friendship, it's inside jokes, whatever. And then sometimes they bring their kids on the press conferences. That's always cute as fuck. Like, don't make it fucking Epstein-y. When they bring their kid and the kid's, like, talking shit, like, Daddy, I got poop. And he's, like, talking to the press
conference. I would always bring my kid. Then nobody could be mean to me.
Yeah, 100%.
If you have a kid with you, nobody's ever mean to you, unless your kid's crying.
Well, also that, do you think... If you have a kid and you know it's ugly, do you think you're going to know it's ugly?
No.
You're going to be like, this is cute.
Yeah. Same reason people have pugs.
They're going to come for you.
Soft
dude.
Laugh. Let's go. No, I take that back. Pug community, I love you. Don't come chasing me. Psych, you can't. Your dog's fat.
Whoa.
Have you guys heard about this rumor going around?
I had a pug growing up. Don't come for me. Half pug.
Flight attendants are claiming that they use hotel coffee machines to wash their underwear.
I heard about this.
What are you talking about?
Somebody told me to never drink hotel coffee because that's what Jack's doing. First of all, insane man. But somebody told me never to drink hotel coffee because they can wash their panties in like the top part.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But no. But there's a shower. There's a tub. There's a sink. What the fuck is the point of washing it in the coffee maker?
I don't know. It like oddly kind
of
makes sense.
Just the look of panties makes me hard.
The look of panties?
No, the look of them. Like look at the red ones. Imagine on that some fucking badass bitch leaning over brushing her teeth. What'd you say, babe? I'll come. I'll come. Watching a woman get ready is the hottest thing ever. Like, yeah. you think watching a woman give you head is hot? Sure. But watching a woman, like, just like, I don't know, just put on makeup in the mirror and just, it's so hot.
Yeah, well, they blow men out of the water every time. They're like, oh, I'll be right back. Hour goes by. You're like, man, what's taking so long? You walk in, you're like, god damn, that's what's taking so long. You look great.
I know. I
put on jeans and half a crew neck.
Yeah, sometimes I go on dates not looking, I don't even try. And not because I'm like too cool. I just like, I don't know, I put on a hoodie, I come up from a show, whatever.
Hoodie on a date?
Oh, I stay wearing hoodies on dates. But it's like sometimes after shows or whatever. But my point is I like come to the restaurant and then I'm like, oh, I didn't try.
But do you think that they look at you and they're like, man, I put on all this fucking work.
I feel like sometimes they do. Sometimes I'll comment. I'm like, sorry, I look like shit. I just can't, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think maybe they're sort of used to, I don't know. I think like for a dude to look like shit because most men don't super try. You gotta like look like you just came from a Tough Mudder. Like you gotta look like shit.
Well, there's also levels to it. It's like you, it's like a stylish look like shit.
Yes.
Where it's like you might, it's like it could be worse. You see first dates somewhere in, sorry, Midwest for catching strays, but Midwest, flannel, jean shorts, flip flops.
Yeah, motherfucker showing up in a Packers jersey. You're like, bro, huh?
And she's like, what is this? Like, oh, but we won.
Yeah,
like, oh,
Aaron Rodgers doesn't even play for that team anymore.
He's on ayahuasca.
And he says, go cheese.
Could be worse.
How?
No, I'm saying what you are wearing to the date. Like, just and as long as you're like, maybe color coordinate, black on black. It's you can go black on black religious. If I'm ever just like, I don't want to put any thought into something, like a dinner or a drink, I'm like, okay, black on black.
Black on black always looks good.
What am I doing right now? Black on black.
Black on black. Boom.
Easy.
I went on a date recently to this to the like live music or whatever.
To like live music or whatever. You are not a real person.
What do you mean?
I went to a concert recently.
No, but it wasn't like a concert. It was like you ever walk into a restaurant and like the side room they have like jazz or the side room they have like you know, salsa or whatever. Yeah.
Got the tuba out.
Hey! Dude, if you play trumpet, you can finger a bitch. Act like they can't. Harp.
I was just gonna say the harp.
Dude.
Harp, you gotta.
Have you ever seen a male harpist? Mm-mm. I don't know, but he can finger my mom.
Yeah.
When was the last time you think your mom came? All right, so this is...
I figured this out. So what they say that the reason that they would do this in the sink instead of using the coffee pot is the coffee pot, you put the underwear and some soap in the actual pot, and then you just run the coffee cycle. So you just run hot water through it.
Dude, that's so crazy because not only is it disgusting, but it also like runs soap through it. So now you're making coffee and it tastes like soap and menstrual cycle.
Yes. And they also say, housekeepers have also come into this discussion and said,
I would love to have a housekeeper on this podcast.
There's probably so many good stories.
I just want to know, you guys don't change the blankets. There's no way.
No.
I think they do wash the blankets, though.
Well, there's no way.
I don't think there's any way that they don't.
You think every room they change the blanket?
The big over one, I don't think that one ever
the big over one.
I feel like you. I mean, you might be right, but I feel like you have to.
But you're gone. You can't question it.
I mean, here's the thing. I ran Airbnb for a while. I'll never change that duvet.
Yeah,
freshly fucked on the duvet, spun it around. Said, here's your one bedroom, West Hollywood.
So you nutted on your sheets.
Yeah, man, I'm not saying I did it right. No, on the duvet.
Oh, bro, I don't like that. That means every place I've ever stayed is just a cum dungeon.
100%. You think these Airbnbs we set on the road are clean?
In my head, they are.
But they're not.
But yeah, but that's the thing. Also, in hotels, the carts they run to clean everything with, the cart, when have you ever seen more than just sheets on there? You've never seen a blanket on there.
Oh, my God, you're right, dude.
Maybe.
But I just feel like that's like.
A duvet cover and the casing on the inside.
I don't know, man. The more I think about this, the more I'm like, fuck, maybe they don't. But yeah, in my head, they do.
The consensus light. Seems to be there's some stuff that they clean every day. Like they do pillowcases and sheets and like the kind of the lightweight sheet they'll do every day.
Okay,
but duvets.
Maybe that's why the lightweight sheet is there. That's a condom for your body.
I think 100% it is, yeah. But the comforters, they do maybe once a week. And the pillows, according to some people, they just never actually wash or replace the pillows.
Pillows.
Yeah, so they just put a new pillow.
That's okay.
That's so crazy. You're sharing a pillow with thousands of people.
Yeah. Like thousands of people.
Everybody's had dreams on those pillows. Isn't that cool?
Dreams? You think dreams are on those pillows? I would poke a hole in, fuck it, and call my grandma and tell her happy birthday.
Huh.
Dude, I'd be holding, man, I've been holding pillows recently.
What do you mean making holding me feel pillows?
Good. Just like.
Oh, at night? I do it every night. Yeah. It's so sad.
I call her Rebecca. I'm like, I miss you, Rebecca.
Do the pillow?
Yeah.
How do you travel with a pillow? Do you still do that?
I've done it a couple times, but the merch bag is too full. I can't fit the pillow onto it.
Hey.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You can't put the pillow. And then.
Yeah.
What is this? Let me say something real quick. What is this weight thing that airlines have? Can't be over 50 pounds. Shut the fuck up. It's a dog. I'm doing bits.
Is that just, well, it's one for 50 money.
50 pounds?
For money. And then also, that way, so you don't bring in, like, I don't know, cement blocks.
Pick it up. I mean, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, fine.
But what are you flying with that's that heavy?
It's just merch. Mm. Like, if you bring enough hats, it gets pretty heavy.
A lot of hats.
Yeah, but it's like, it's always like 60 pounds. It's like, it is heavy, but like, why are you going to charge me? $100? Too much.
But it's cheaper than shipping it. No or yes?
Yeah, that for sure.
Okay.
But and they always break my bag. They've broken two of my bags so far.
They don't give a fuck.
I get it. Wheel gone.
Dude, they shot put that bitch.
Dude.
Yeah, one of my suitcases just has a hole in the side. Like somebody kicked it with a steel-toed boot.
Here's the thing. If I was doing that job, I'd do the same thing.
Yes.
I would have fun with it. I'd be like, how many bags can I break today?
Shotgun, set, hike. Kaboom.
Kaboom. And yeah. I would have a gun.
Well, yeah, they're all built like with some hard shell on the outside. So in their heads, like, well, I can just lug this bitch. Who gives a shit?
Is it me or is Zell taking over?
Yes and no, but I still like the interface of Venmo so much better.
Me
Zell
too.
Zell seems too real to me.
Zell's
got direct access.
I gotta go into my bank app?
That's what I'm saying.
Then they're looking at my fucking account.
It feels too
balance?
Close to home. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, make it $1,000.
It feels like you're at home, which is your bank, and somebody knocks on the direct door. Venmo, it seems like you got an office where you meet at, like where you do like sexual transactions.
Yeah, it feels like a P.O. box.
Yes, it doesn't feel real. It does, but it's like, oh, we're in Venmo land. I have all my notifications turned off for everything.
Yeah.
And then when I do a lot of shows around town, I forget that a lot of them pay through Venmo. And then I'll like, at the end of the week, be like, oh, I got some Venmo money.
Yeah,
it's a nice surprise. Yeah, Zell, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Zell's too real.
It's too real. And then I just.
Zell's like, what's the last four digits of the number? Bitch, I don't fucking know.
I have no idea.
I'm buying drugs.
Also, they ask for like, I don't even know what the QR code is.
Yeah, and do you want to save a contact? And you're like, Kevin, foot job.
I gotta ask a valet what his phone number is.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, it's too.
What do you think the funniest way somebody's ever paid for sexual intercourse is? They're like, all right, that'll be $75. Like, I don't have $75, but I have two ficus plants.
What do you think
is like the funniest, like A to B, like, I don't have money, but.
An antique book?
What if they're like, I'll just return the favor. You went down on me, I'll go down on you. They're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I wonder if that happened, but it definitely has. Some horned up prostitute.
Yeah.
Some guy that just hasn't been
nobody's worried about, like, I mean, like, I think a prostitute would be happy on that because their one job is to get whoever their client is off, but nobody's worried about getting them off.
Yeah.
I'm running for Congress, 2048.
I'll vote for you.
Goddamn.
Michael Blaustein 2024 tour is going to be nutso, guys. January 25th. Oh, Dayton's already sold out. January 26th and the 27th, Columbus, Ohio. Those tickets are
moving. Seems like you need to add another Dayton. I think 10 tickets just got released.
So, oh God, that was funny. February 9th to the 10th, Phoenix, Arizona, almost all sold out. February 22nd to the 24th, I'll be in Ontario, California. That is California, not Canada. February 28th, Minneapolis, the theater starting. February 28th, Minneapolis. February 29th, Milwaukee. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago. March 8th, I'll be in New York City. New date, New York City. Palladium tickets are moving, so go grab those before you can. March 9th, Atlanta. And guys, go on my website. Many, many more dates. That is blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com.
Tour dates. I'm writing new material. I got a bunch of LA pop-up shows, so feel free to always check the Hollywood Improv or the Laugh Factory. Music popping up there. Working on a new shit, but then I'm going to be taking that new hour to Salt Lake City, May 30th to June 1st. Miami, Florida, Miss 305, June 21st to June 23rd. Lexington, Kentucky, don't want to fuck with me. August 15th through August 17th, TrevorWallaceComedy.com. More tour dates at TrevorWallaceComedy.com. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Warning, buying these tickets may get you laid.
Goddamn.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
Presidency coming up.
Buddy.
Bro, we gotta, like, honestly, have, like, Steve Will Do It run. Like, I'm sick of these fucking boring-ass 93-year-old candidates. I want a guy whose borderline heart rate might fail from ketamine.
Oh, like that.
Give me, like, a Dan Bilzerian.
I want a DJ.
Pauly D?
I'll vote. I want a fun, I want to vote for, like a hippopotamus.
You can vote for anybody. You can go on the ballot and type in Gigi. What's your middle name? Whoever fixes Instagram Reels, that's all I give a shit about. Instagram is the worst app ever. It's so dumb.
Is it? I love Instagram. You know what app I don't like? TikTok. It fucking hates me, bro.
It hates everybody.
What happened?
It's all shops. It's all the shopping channel right now. Every 3 videos, it's somebody like, oh, the sour gummy Bluetooth Skittles. Shut up.
Why is
Show
my video bombing?
Funny video.
Remember when whores used to run TikTok? I'm serious. You would swipe through. You'd be like, tits, tits, tits,
dude,
tits,
it's like,
BMX,
it's like
tits,
it's,
tits,
it's frustrating
BMX.
To scroll.
Where are
like,
the tits?
Is this your guys' feed too? And I know they're going extra hard because it's December and it's like a buyer month, but they're trying to turn it into Amazon, but it just feels like I'm on the fucking Hallmark channel. Just show me some funny shit and maybe a tit or two.
I want to see how to fix my slice and tits.
Twitch is the new tits place to go. Have you guys seen the video of the Twitch streamers?
What?
I heard about this. I didn't see it.
Yeah, so I think you need some context on Twitch. Like, so 30 million people, there's 30 million daily active users on Twitch. At any given time, there's 3 million
what?
People watching Twitch. So, like, Twitch is huge, right? There used to be this thing on Twitch that they would call quote-unquote hot tub streams. So, like,
oh, I know those.
OnlyFans girls like and, that. Like, models and stuff would do a thing where they would go on Twitch and then they would just, like, be dressed scantily Sweet. Clad, and they would rack up the views and rack up the money,
I
right?
I peed so think, many times when I did that.
Do you think people were jerking off to that?
I think that probably
think
a fair number
of them
were. People
jerk off to this podcast.
I know
Somebody
they do.
Right now is having sex with us in the background.
I think we have pretty soothing voices. Not me. You definitely do.
So these streams got so popular that Twitch and people got so mad about it that Twitch had to end up creating a whole new category for streams on Twitch, literally called like hot tub stream. So you could still do it, but like it was getting
whore tub stream.
There we go.
Title.
Hot rub and tub.
Hot rub and tub.
Hot rub and tug.
Hot rub and tug tub. But they had to make this whole new channel because that's everyone was super horny. They just wanted to watch these hot tub streams.
Yeah.
So now people are keep trying to evolve it. And so this girl went viral on OnlyFans or on Twitch this week. This is what she did for her whole stream.
Well,
what is it?
Where?
What?
Where is she?
She's just streaming somewhere, probably in her house. But the whole
she's
idea
like a laser
is
tag
like,
arena.
Like there's too many people doing this hot tub stream. So now she's just like, I'm going to show as much tit as I can without showing a nipple. And
I mean, she's doing great. She's doing honestly great.
Yeah, you better hope you don't sneeze. I'm
gonna be honest, dude.
Policy.
I bet you her forehand is crazy.
Yeah, she looks like she could definitely dunk on me.
Yeah, she looks like her javelin would be like 4 football fields.
Yeah. This is how I'm going to do my Zoom calls from now on.
This is how I'm going to do my special.
It's just one tab away to go to Pornhub or to go to her OnlyFans. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't get why people watch
everything now seems
this.
Like foreplay for Pornhub or browsers. It's like everything is foreplay for jerking off.
Yeah.
Like the A, like going, ugh, I keep saying A to B, but like you go to like TikTok, you're like, well, I guess what's after this? You go to Instagram, find my spicy link. How much spicy are we going to get? There's so many links.
Yeah, I'm sick of it, dude. You go to Zillow now, motherfucker. Like,
what would you? How would you direct people to get to your OF if you had one?
I would do the same thing, but cover the hole in my dick.
But like, you're on your Instagram story. What are you saying?
Oh,
what's the tap on the link gonna say?
Mm-mm, girls, Daddy Cakes is here.
That's such a long title.
Is it?
But you know how they all do like the chili emoji and then the like the paperclip or like the link?
Uh-huh.
Like, what are you doing? What are you saying?
If you're tired of big penises, click this link.
I would maybe be like, free Tesla, click here.
That's pretty good.
And it's not.
It's not free Tesla.
It's me, Spread Eagle.
Your first OF video, and you can't do anything funny. Your first one, what are you doing? Out the gate. If you're like, yo, I need.
Current day?
Let's say no. Let's say everything. I'm trying to give you a scenario.
Because if it's today, I'm doing a Christmas drop. I'm doing all naked, Santa hat over the dong.
Yeah.
And painting my balls like two elves.
Is it going to be a video or those going to be pictures?
Live photo.
Live photo?
Dude, I'm doing a new that's a live photo. Bro, that's just exciting.
It's so exciting.
It's a boomerang.
Oh, it's so hot. I actually love though. The problem is I can't get one off. It's like, she's like, I'm fucking in. And the funny thing is, I don't think she ever knows that it's live.
No, but here's what you can do. Uh-oh. Live photos, if you put them on your Instagram story, they turn into boomerangs. So you put it as a boomerang, then you save that video.
This is the most horny thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's common knowledge.
You're a fucking horny 007 guy.
Yeah, dude, that's real shit. Look, take a live photo right now, put it on your story, and then hold it down, and it'll boomerang. Then you can download it. Now you got a loopa.
Do a loopa.
Yes.
I'm doing a video off top.
Okay, POV, ring camera, what are you talking?
Yeah, well, let's see. What would be the hottest angle? Yeah, I think I would just start like on my face and then just slowly slide it down and then stop right before you see the dick and then just take baby oil and just squirt it so it slides down.
And then I'm your trying to get motherfuckers horn.
Yes. Yes. And then right before the reveal, it just cuts into my special.
Do they do shit like this? So I know on OnlyFans you gotta buy certain videos to like keep watching other videos, but do they do it where it's like you can watch until right up until like the final shot?
Oh.
It's like a paywall.
That would drive
people insane. Because so many people just finish to the paywall.
They do that on fucking Pornhub. Like, let me see the guy come. Like, how am I supposed to come when I don't come in the video? Am I making sense here?
Yeah, total.
Yeah, I'm a POV. That's my dick. I want to come on that lady. Mm-hmm. But if you don't come on that lady, I don't come on that lady. Now I got to go to your fucking OnlyFans? No.
CGI. Dude, they always show that. And no.
What?
On the Hub, they always show that.
Not if it's an OnlyFans video. Those are my favorite ones to watch because they're like, it's, you know, supposedly a little real.
Well, yeah, because they know what you want.
Yeah.
Speaking of OnlyFans, did you guys see the thing about Ruby Rose, the OnlyFans model last week?
I saw parts of it.
This is an insane story. So this
Ruby Rose is hot.
This model Ruby Rose posted on Twitter this. She said, I ran into my number one spender on OnlyFans. And so here's a picture of her and him together, and then here's a screenshot.
The guy runs the fuck out of a dab shop. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can see on the screenshot, he has spent $62,321.70 on her.
Up.
What a great bio. Crypto whale looking for a queen. Short, condensed. Yep. I love it.
Oh, wow. So he's bagged out.
Bagged out on crypto. And it started as just like a, okay, simp, like, spent, has a bunch of money, like, innocent, just like.
Bro, this tweet has 134 million views.
Yeah. Also, jeez. Look at her. She looks even uncomfortable in the picture. You know what
but
I mean? Like,
yes, because think about.
Yes, think about the mentality.
He like
behind
worships
someone.
Her, and now it's like next to you. You're like low key, like, is this okay? Is this safe?
And it turns out that it's not. He gets scared. Oh. So she does a follow up tweet here with screenshots of like his messages.
Oh,
and
no.
He's like all this insane stuff. He offers to give her like $100,000 in Bitcoin if she just responds to a text.
Responds to a text?
Yep.
I'll respond to anyone's text for $100,000 in Bitcoin. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's just like
let's read some of these are.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going all caps. Yeah. Never go all caps.
Ruby, stop ignoring me. I cherished every second I was with you. I adore you. You are the reason I wake up every morning. I have no purpose without you. You are my rock.
Me to my cat when he ignores
no.
me.
No. She's not his rock. She's his
but
Ruby.
I think I saw his video. I didn't hear it. What was it? Oh, Ruby the Rock. All right.
And then after that screenshot she took, he spent $30,000 more on her just in that time frame because he was so happy to meet her. But
I think she like tats the name. Yes. Oh, this one. This is. I will send you 10 Bitcoin right now if you answer me. That's worth almost 400K.
Please, I need your attention. I need to make sure that my kitten is safe.
Oh!
Kitten!
And me to my cat!
And then a screenshot of Bitcoin being up right now.
Dude, that's what would sound
that's
like.
What, yeah,
Bitcoin
that's,
is booming.
I
it's
like
up
that.
And then it's down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like this guy.
And
now.
Then he tats her face on his leg.
Yes. I have a surprise to show you my commitment. I know you will love it. It's almost done. I can't wait to show you.
What is this guy's end goal? Does he for real think that they're going to like be together?
I don't know. I mean, what's the mentality of any of these
guys?
With
the online stuff, is like whoever was chatting to him in the first place, he fell in love with that.
Yeah.
And now is feeling like rejection because they were typing for probably months. He falls in love. Mm-hmm. Now he's just not getting ghosted.
But why isn't the person that does her OnlyFans responding to him?
Because they're probably creeped out.
Yeah.
They're probably we've gone too far.
And this is her actual cell phone number. So sometimes they do have each other's number. So I don't know how that happened. But yeah, you're right. Like he probably thinks that he has been talking to her on OnlyFans all this time, like real shit, right? It has a connection. And he's like, I mean, clearly like he's not doing well. Like this guy seems like he's pretty,
he's in love, you know, love makes you do silly things.
Dude, love is hilarious.
How do I find love like this?
Can you imagine though? You wrote all this, did all this, and your name in her phone is Brandon, weird OF fan.
No. Tough.
You know, what's even worse is when you look at a girl's phone and your name isn't saved.
Oof.
God damn.
Time is precious. And so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
God damn.
You don't be saving numbers.
I don't save numbers.
Why?
I don't, because you know why? Because I just feel like
Rumble mode activated.
No, I just feel like you're gonna be here today, gone tomorrow.
That's not true.
Why the fuck am I wasting gigabytes on you? I know your name, Cheryl.
Bro will fall in love with a whole ass AI robot, but won't save an AI robot's name.
Here's the thing, though. I not that me liking you is some big fucking prize, but I think like if you look at my phone and you're saved in my phone, you're like, oh, bro, all right, I must mean something to this guy.
I'll save a Craigslist man on my phone. I don't give a shit.
Nothing. I'd be having, dude. I have to scroll.
Mark Futon.
I have to scroll to the top sometimes of conversations just to know who I'm talking to.
I want to meet
up. It's okay, but like you know, you're like someone say, hey, what's going on?
I feel that.
You're like, I have no idea who this is.
It just hurts when it happens to you.
Oh, it's happened to me a billion times. Because
it's cool in your head. And you're like, shit, just be moving. So, new phone, who this?
Yeah.
Also, nobody gets a new phone number really anymore. Like, you do, but like, when you're like, hey, sorry, just got a new phone. Who is this? That doesn't exist anymore. iCloud's like, you know?
You know who this is. It's connected.
It's connected.
I think a lot of people switch numbers, though.
They switch numbers, but if you just get a new phone, it's...
Oh, it can't be new.
Back in my day, when you get a new phone with Verizon, you'd be like, they'd be like, what new number do you want?
Same one, ho. I've had my same number for, 15 years.
Isn't that funny? Somebody who you, like, literally, like, went to college with, you, like, shared, like, one chemistry class with, they could just hit you up and be like, tickets to Tennessee?
Dude, sometimes you do... I mean, I know you do. You get.
I like, get random FaceTimes.
Weird... I get FaceTime or two, not a lot, but I get a lot of weird texts from like people that are like, oh, you know me. I'm like, I don't think I do.
The thing is, sometimes you just get a blank text that means nothing. You're like, I wouldn't respond to this even if I knew you. They'll just be like, Trevor. And I'm like, yes. All right.
Oh, you should respond.
No. But mentally, I'm like, or the worst, and I hate when somebody doesn't give like a something for me to like, like, they required me to follow up. Someone was like, yo. And I'm like,
nope. No.
What? Yo, wanted to have blank. Give me something. Because then I just, yo, sup. All right. Where's this going?
Or just say, like,
what are we, pen pals? Write to me.
Yo, it's blank. Something. Give me a context.
But even on like Instagram, people who like it obviously shows their account will just be like, yo. And I'm like, where does,
yes.
It's like, I don't know.
No, dude. I think you're totally right.
Give me some context.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. It's like you knock on the door and you open the door and you're like, what's up? And they're like, yo.
Yeah.
Why are you at my door? You're saying, yo, cool.
Yeah, but
and
just like,
then what?
I don't know. Just give me right out the gate what you're looking for.
Someone with a weird number asked me how big my dick was.
That was me.
Well.
But did it say like, yo, Michael?
No. Oh, here we go. It said, bro, is it big and long? Question mark. at 1:29 p.m. Too early to send that text. And then one day later, question mark?
You got to respect. Do they emphasize it or send the question mark?
Send the question mark.
I love that.
And then 7:48 p.m. Just like, hey, you didn't ever respond.
Just bumping this to the top of your threads.
Yeah.
Maybe also, he should have tried that, the Twitch guy.
Also, bro, starting to bro, funny, trying to dominate me.
Yeah. Well, it's also just like the homie. Like that'd be like me texting, like, bro, is it really that big?
Yeah. Is like, it big and long?
Well, you got to
I should have responded. My hot dogs? What are we talking about here? Big and long. No.
Send them it on 0.5.
I should have sent back. No, it's tiny and little.
Somebody reached out. So have you heard of Power Slap? It's like an offshoot of UFC, but it's like the slapping champions. So I was looking at the page, like, dude, this looks legit. Like, it looks like some UFC shit because it's backed by UFC. And then you go to the guy's personal profiles. Mm-hmm. They all have like 700 followers.
Oh, no, really?
Like, it's just guys who are like really good at hitting people. And they're just like, hey, maybe let's get some money for this now.
But the question is, how do you know that you're really good at slapping people?
You went to jail for it.
There you go.
But look at these. So the account has like 2 million followers. So you think it's like it's a legit thing, and then you like go to their page.
Bro, why does it look like there's baking soda on his face? Oh fuck!
Well, no, here, go to
No. Why is his face?
Because he got hit. Go to like a random one.
It's swelling up.
It's just so funny, but it's such a like national thing backed by UFC, and then it's just some regular dude who just fucked people up in Little Rock, and then was like, oh, I could slap somebody. But they invited me to this event. I'm like, what, I'm going to fly somewhere to watch people get slapped? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I'll fucking go.
Where are these events?
Vegas.
Maybe Vegas.
Vegas.
Vegas. And they stream them on Rumble.
They stream on Rumble?
Yeah.
That's the most on-brand thing ever.
Dude, he gets a real good spin. He has a good hit.
I'll just read haiku poems with lo-fi music on Rumble and see how much shit talk people happen to me. That was a crazy sentence. Shit talk people happen to me.
Yeah, professional power slap striker, 1,000 followers.
That's right. It's like, so it's like these guys just like fuck you up, but it's just like, if these guys, yeah, he has his frat letters in there. Great. How did this guy get it in the fight slap? He slapped one guy at a DSP party, and then they're like, cool, you're fucking in. A5. Yeah, this guy fucked somebody up at Kansas, and then now he's just beating people's ass.
I think he also probably like really good at like shot put or something. It's all like the same fucking hit.
Yeah, but some dudes have big hands. Like, you ever... shake somebody's hand and it engulfs me.
It makes me so sad.
My hand feels like a fucking bacon wrap hot dog after. I'm like, God damn it, dude. You engulfed me.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I was just watching. It was like a deep dive in 3 a.m. And I was like, bro, what? Like, these guys are doing like full blown like 8K professional videos. And you're like, what is this?
How do they win? Just like the last dude up? Are there weight classes? This is not so, bro. Of course, Monster's sponsoring this.
I mean, but it's like shot like a UFC show and everything. Like, they have the money behind it.
They trained for this?
Dude, imagine being his roommate. You're like, hey, man, you left some dishes on, and then he just pulls out his hand.
Fucking catcher's mitt of a hand. You're like, you know what? I'll do it.
I would keep it in a holster just as my hand. Yeah. Just like this.
What's good?
Imagine fingering a woman with that.
You could be in the other room.
So this guy, Garrett, is one of the most popular people on that page.
Right.
Like, he's like the heavyweight title.
His page is so legit. Fire eyes photos, fire videos, but just nobody watches it.
Yeah.
Is it disrespectful if I say his girl's hot?
No, he might slap the shit out of you, but.
True.
Dude, he would legit slap
the worst
shit out
way to
of
get knocked
me.
Out. Is get slapped and not hit.
Oh, I'd much rather get punched.
Yeah.
If I'm at a bar and some dude pushes me and then slaps me in the face and I go unconscious, you have to move states. You can't stay in the state. You gotta move.
Yeah, it is funny how there's like a referee. It's like he either gets knocked out or gets knocked out. Nina, my girl.
Do you guys see this? Woman who threw burrito bowl at a Chipotle worker is sentenced to 6 months in jail and 2 months work at a fast food restaurant.
And
she has to work at Chipotle again?
Wait, you get, and that's like when your car gets towed and you get a parking ticket at the end.
100%. Yeah.
That's, dude, you're getting double fucked.
Hold on.
Double meat, double fucked.
Did she work there?
Yo, you're getting double meat in this job. Fucked in the ass.
Does she work at Chipotle?
No, she threw a bowl at somebody working there. Now has to do prison time, and then gets out of prison, and then has to go serve. Also, imagine—is it the same restaurant that she threw the bowl?
That's what
at?
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Chipotle. But here's my question, though.
Dude, that's a better slap fight than anybody.
Here's my
Put
question.
Put them together, the shifts.
I don't think anyone's asking this. What did the employee do to get a bowl thrown at him?
They said, "Let me get a little more extra steak," and then she's like, "That's going to be double." Dude.
News.
I'm sure it's on TikTok. I just hate when the news adds their spin to it.
And they never give you the full video.
And they never riff on it. They're like, yeah, tonight at 7, Chipotle worker hit by a bull. Make a joke.
Do something. Yeah. And how come everyone does a news named Barbara?
Imagine if right before...
You know what I mean? No one's got a cool name. Everyone's like Sarah.
Nobody named Xander dropping news.
Yeah, Malcolm.
Like, what would you say right before he threw this ball? I'd be like, I got an extra scoop for you. Boom, dead.
I'd be like, it's party time, bitch. And just throw it.
No relation to Chipotle?
Nothing.
The sour cream is extra. That would be my cool.
Oh, what about this? Queso for your cabeza. Boom. Not bad.
You about to catch a queso with this queso.
Good.
Title. Did you find it? Nothing?
Yeah, I think I found it.
There Frick yeah.
God damn, man. It's nothing worth it.
Who is this judge? Dude, 6 months? That's a long time, dog.
But also, very considerate. Like, yo, you have a job coming fresh out of prison? Thank you.
I don't know if they're getting paid, sir. I think it's community service.
Okay, well, I'm definitely not scooping good portions of them.
Dude,
working.
6 months is crazy.
This one's also news, though, so we just got to stop it as soon as it's done.
I don't give a shit. Bro, what a hilarious sentence.
I think we're missing the 6 months in jail. Dude,
I'm going to go fight somebody at a Bugatti dealership. Oh, great. Now I have to work here. Cool. Employee discount.
Yeah, did she get paid? You have to, right? Legally?
Uh-huh.
Wait, play it again?
Dude, I need to know why she threw it.
Start from the beginning.
There's no context to this video. I need everyone with lobs.
She kind of blocked it pretty well.
Yeah. I don't think that's worth 6 months of jail time.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
Something must have...
Might be worth extra, though.
Also, it seems like more of a punishment to the employees here to have to go, work with her for 2 months.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I don't think she's working at fucking Chipotle.
Yeah, but even any Chipotle, she pulls up, everyone's like, just quivering, like, you don't have to work Saturday if you don't want. Dude, she should do power slap.
She did.
So wait, go.
It's called guacamole. What?
I don't get the joke.
I don't either. It's too hot in here, man.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
Dude, why do cops go, dude, do you know why I pulled you over? I ain't gonna snitch on myself.
It's the same thing, IRS. How much do I owe you? You already know, bitch.
Bro, that's what I want on this podcast. The CEO of the IRS be like, what do you do with your money?
You know what I'm sick of?
Where does it go to? It just goes to the iCloud.
If a cop comes to me, do you know why I pulled you over? I'm just going to reach for his gun.
No. Do not do that, dude. You'll have to do fucking 6 months in jail and work at Chipotle.
I would love to work at Chipotle.
I would be the fucking chillest guy there.
Dude.
I'd be doing heaps.
Do you think I'd ever charge you for fucking guac?
How did, like, is a manager watching you be, hey, 2 big scoops?
You know what I love?
Dude, when they hit the shimmy and a couple of pieces fall off.
Bro. You know what my favorite thing is when I go to Chipotle and like a mom age woman is working there, I know I'm getting fucking hella meat.
You think?
Yes.
Why them?
Because they're used to giving heaping spoonfuls to their children.
Yeah.
They're
Sometimes
like generous.
I go in there and I act like I'm cold and they give me more. I'm like, can I just do a little asada?
Oh yeah, I just go, can I have some more? Yeah. But if you get like
some of my hands out.
If you get a lady who's like 45, 50. You're getting extra.
Bro, I'll never forget that guy in Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah. I love that club.
Well, Chipotle. I thought when I first saw the headline, I thought it was 6 months or 6 months in jail or work at a Chipotle for 2 months.
Crazy.
I was like, how bad is it to work at Chipotle? Yeah.
But someone answer me like, what happened? Why did she throw the whole bowl?
Did it say? Nothing is worth getting worked up over at a job of any food residence. Have you ever been that close to like wanting to throw?
Yes.
Food? Really? Where?
1,000 times. I don't do it, but
many
times.
Have you ever like
popped off?
Yeah.
No, I'm not like that.
No, that's crazy.
Well, it's also funny because she spent $14 on the bowl and now it's all over an employee.
And she's still hungry.
She's so hungry.
Imagine she just does like Postmates and walks in there with like a fake mustache. She's like, order for Sandra.
That's also funny. That might even not even her bowl. What if she was working at Postmates?
What's worse to get hit with, a bowl or a burrito?
Burrito.
Bowl's more of a mess. Burrito's just a thud.
Yeah, but burrito's fun. It's like, get knocked out. Hey. If you hit a motherfucker with a burrito hard, out.
Bro, when you first learned that you could put anything in a burrito, it was almost like a challenge. Like, I went to Chipotle and be like, ain't no way they can do this. And then it's just a dodgeball.
I used to hate Chipotle. I used what to happened? Hate the way they're like, they were just big and I couldn't wrap my mouth around it. I just grown to love it.
I liked it. I felt like a little chipmunk.
You know what I actually love though? I learned to what to put in there to fit my own mouth.
Well the first three.
So much rice.
I like rice in the bowl. Yeah. You get extra rice in the bowl. But yes. You just learn how to order properly.
Correct.
But the first three times you go to Chipotle, I'm so overstimulated. I'm like, one of everything.
Oh yeah, and then I love
your employee.
I love to watch them try to wrap it.
Yeah, they do it, dude. You know when they're about to fuck it up, they do it all quick. Like when they know it's not gonna fit.
Yep.
And they just go like, they look around, they look left, they look right, and flip it up. Be like, man, I saw you.
I saw it.
Then you open it, and the lettuce
just
is on the side.
All like, over my all right. fucking yeah, just all over my goddamn lap. Sick of it.
So they did. She does say like literally she threw it because it wasn't right. She said it looked really bad.
Dude, I feel
that's
that.
Insane.
No. I feel that sometimes you're halfway through the bowl creation, and that's why I don't like this glass. I can see when they're fucking it up, and I go, oh man, I wish I didn't see this. You're watching them fuck it up in live time, IRL, and you got to go like, oh, you can't put the sour cream back. Now I got a fucking soup bowl. Let me get back there. They're not doing anything that I couldn't do.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Every restaurant should be like Fuddruckers.
They should have a Chipotle acoustic version. Let me in that bitch.
And let me just do it.
Would you pay an extra $5 if you can make your own bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I would crush it.
They should do it like Yogurtland, where it's just by weight.
Oh, that's a
great idea.
I like that.
They could make some for real money. Some dumbass kid. Because think about kids. Oh, go make your little bowl. You know how kids play like Fruit Ninja and rack up a check on their parents' your iCloud account? You could do that at Chipotle. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I always remember
Chipotle going, have it your way.
Going to a Cold Stone Creamery with my brother
love
for
Cold
the first
Stone.
Time and just like so overstimulated about that you could put literally anything on it.
Yeah.
That motherfucker ordered $45 ice cream and then hated it because it was way too much. But
what did he get?
It was literally everything. It was like, okay, I could do gummy bears, chocolate chips. I can do Oreo
Miata.
Crumbles. I can do a Mazda Miata.
Fucking an orphan foot.
That seems like the one place you could be like, put my Swiss Army knife in there. They'd be like, all right.
Dude, Swiss Army knives are fire.
They're
I'm going to get another one. I had one as a kid.
Oh.
My dad gave it to me. He's not real. But my dad gave me one for like my birthday or something. Mom was so pissed.
Yeah.
But everything had a corkscrew.
Swiss Army knives are such a good like.
Do you have a wine opener at your house?
I just got one.
Buddy.
As a gift. If somebody gave it to me. I don't drink wine like that.
I don't either. I had a lady over and we had to go on YouTube to see the fucking hacks to open it up. Dude, we were using, there was a hack where you take
lighter.
Well, lighter.
You heat it out?
It heated out, didn't work. Then I just took a screw and I screwed it into the bitch and then took a hammer, blah, blah, blah.
No, at
that
point,
didn't
fucking
work.
At that point, it's just like, you feel like an idiot.
Yeah. You know what we ended up doing? Shoving the cork in it.
All the way in. And then you're drinking it with the little pieces in it.
And it tastes like shit.
The classic college. You brought a girl over on Wednesday and you're like, oh, date night. You took her to Buffalo Wild Wings. Shut the hell up.
But you also, I feel like not an adult. Buffalo Wild Wings is so fucking good. How come you didn't get that? I feel like not an adult when someone comes over and goes, hey, do you have? And I'm like, oh, I don't.
Oh, bro. I have one utensil of everything.
I want to be the guy that has all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like an adult. Like, oh, you need wine? I have wine glasses and here's the thing.
Well, it's frictionless. It's smooth. You got a bottle of wine. Let me get a wine opener. Now, within 10 seconds, do you have wine? Ta-da, here you go. Seductive.
I like to be the guy that has all the drinks. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I have water and I have
I'm like middle ground on that. I never buy alcohol. It's only alcohol that like brands or like people have sent me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I got a spicy margarita mix, a peanut butter whiskey, and a Merlot from 03. So, but it's like, it looks cool optically. Then you see what it is and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
No, I think I have one bottle of like normal tequila.
I like to open the fridge and I like when there's like different types of like soda water. And then I also have like some Red Bull and I have like, you know, I have like bottled water and like Fiji and like
all right.
I want my shit to look like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I feel cool. My shit looks like trash now just because of traveling. But like when I was back for a little bit, I love to just stack it with even like shit I don't even drink, like orange juice and whatever. Cause I just like to open it. It literally looks like I'm at a Wawa.
It's variety. It's like, this guy's got his life together.
My life together. I like to feel like my place is always fucking clean and I have things for people if they come over.
Yeah, and you also come on the ground, so it's never really clean. But when I see like four coconut waters in the fridge, I'm like, oh, my bad. Oh, is this Costco?
Yeah.
Did you want a box to go?
Dude, coconut water, underrated.
I love it.
It's unbelievable. Are you, you like a lot of pulp, right? In your orange juice?
Pulp in the orange juice, but coconut water, get that shit out of there.
Oh, get it out of here.
Get those little white
nuts. How do you feel about aloe water?
Not bad. It feels too candy-like, though. It doesn't feel like it's doing anything to me, but I don't know.
Is aloe a cactus?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. How come they don't call it cactus water?
Bro, I had a fire idea. And I almost don't even want to say it because I think somebody's going to trademark it. This is me trademarking it. Somebody's going to take it. I'm pissed. It's such a good idea.
I can't. I really hope this is a bad idea.
No, it is. It's a terrible idea. Hear me out. People love nostalgia, right? Mm-hmm. We're doing water and cardboard boxes. Why? Because we miss the milk carton days, Mikey. We miss the milk carton days.
Okay.
What do we all drink out of as a kid? The hose. Hose water. It's a water bottle and the top is a hose spigot.
Oh, shit.
Fire.
Yes. And it has the kind of copper taste that
This
might be a $1 million idea, Trev.
It's a $1 billion idea. I don't even know if we should leave that in. If somebody takes it, I'm going to be pissed.
No, we leave it in. I think it's safe.
Oh, I'm fucking... What would you pitch?
You know what I pitch for real? Which I actually thought...
Bro, hose water is fire.
Which I actually thought you were going to say.
Friends can be like, where the hose at?
I would pitch, you know, when we were kids and we drank... Maybe, I don't know West
tits?
Coast. Well, yeah. I don't know West Coast did it, but East Coast kids in school...
Bro, Stanley's were tits for kids.
Excuse me?
Tits for Stanley's for kids. You know what I meant. Stanley sippy cup.
I got it. When we were kids in elementary school, we got boxes of milk. Like little boxes of milk.
That's what I just said.
I know. So little boxes of milk.
Get to the pitch. I'm losing it. I'm done investing.
I mean, I'm not pitching to you. I'm sick of this.
What is it? Box of milk.
Box of milk. But an adult version of the box of milk. So it's small individualized box of milk, but you can have almond, oat, whatever you want. And you just drink it right out of the thing.
I feel like that already exists, but right?
That was your pitch?
It doesn't.
How are you going to shit on hose water when you literally just took a thing that's already a thing?
Yeah, but it doesn't exist.
What do you mean? Is it milk or water?
It's motherfucking milk.
It also does exist. There's a donut shop that I go to in Highland Park that has individual oat milks.
Donut shops have that.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Do they have it at fucking Ralph's?
What would you call it? Dumb milk? Because it's a dumb idea.
Oh, really?
Hose water.
Hose water. Hose water. Hose water. The back, it has a fucking QR code to someone's OnlyFans. Hose water? Bitch! I'm in!
Do you want equity? But I'm saying, like, if the top was like the spigot and the bottle was like kind of like felt like
that
a
texture,
hose.
Yeah, hose texture,
I'm telling you, it's dumb, but it's got the nostalgic factor. That's, dude, you think I make money doing comedy? Fuck no. I'm going to make my millions off hose water.
Isn't it so funny?
I'll pull up to the Urus. I'm not even going to talk. I'm just going to do ad reads for hose water. You make, bro, how's your weekend? Hose water, 10%. Where the hose at? Promo code hose.
Goddamn.
Oh, it's holiday season, and the number one gift you can get this holiday season is Aura. Listen, so what? It's a picture frame, and I set it up. I have it on my house.
I saw it.
So cool. I set up two. And here's the thing. You think it sounds like dated? If you do, you're wrong. Because I have one in my living room. It's just some of my favorite moments. Favorite vacation. My friends are on there. You guys are on there. Amsterdam Trip is on there. Red Light District is on there. Can't put on the Aura. And then in my guest bathroom, I don't know if you saw it.
Yes.
Now I have a joke one. Mm-hmm. Since they sent me two, the other one is in there. It's just me holding a gun that says, enjoy your pee.
Oh, that's funny.
With meme font.
This is funny.
Because life's a meme.
Life is a meme. And life is also mean.
Meaningful. So you can, it's an app, and then you can add photos from your camera roll.
Yeah.
People can contribute those. It's actually a really good gift for like grandma or your mom because you can add photos to it. You could drop it in there, but like, thinking about you, mom. And then she's like, oh my God, she sees that. Like wholesome shit.
Or unwholesome stuff with your... Yep. You could drop dick off.
Goddamn.
What were you saying? Isn't it funny? Funny how good this idea is?
It's just so funny that people work so hard at their like actual job. And they're like, oh, how much money did you make at your actual job? They're like, X. And they go, well, I'm actually a quadrillionaire because I invested in Microsoft chips, micro blah, blah, blah. Like, you make billions off never your job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like the George Clooney thing. quadrillion dollars, not acting.
I don't know how many times I have to say it. The richest people in LA aren't famous. They're not celebrities. They're not actors. They're not rappers. The richest people in LA, motherfucker, bought oil 12 years ago. Hey, hell yeah. He bought an apartment complex in like 1983.
100%.
Like, and real estate shit.
Yeah, and they dress just in like, a Brooks Brothers in like 1981. They're just wearing fucking khakis, some loafers. They don't give a shit.
God.
I do think that like the whole thing, you guys have seen these places at the mall. It does have legs, but you've seen the place at the mall that are literally, it's a cereal shop. You can say, they'll say like, oh, do you want Lucky Charms and Golden
Grahams? Yeah, I
want
to hate those, but God damn it, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
How much is that shit? It's probably like $8 a bowl. Something stupid. Yeah,
something insane.
Bro, when I go to like a restaurant and they got cereal on the menu, I'm like, if I had a child and he ordered cereal at the restaurant, yeah. Whoop, whoop, hit a U-turn.
Yeah, you talk about throw a bull at a motherfucker.
Great callback. Wow, holy shit.
Dude, yeah. You know what I want to do? And I've already pitched on the show. And I don't give a fuck if you guys say, already heard this. I got him idea. I want a peanut butter truck. A peanut butter and jelly truck.
Yes, great idea.
Thank you.
That exists.
It doesn't.
Yes.
Oh, it exists.
Bro, there's literally like some, like in downtown there, what's that? Public market?
Yeah, the Grand Central
Market. I love that place.
Yeah.
They sell like peanut butter jars for like
$18. And they're so fucking good.
Nothing's better than Unsmuckable. What is it called? Uncrustable?
Uncrustable. Yeah. Dude, you talk about something that I would fuck.
Bro, if COVID was like another year longer, I would have started piping those things down. I mean, those
a double one?
The texture on those things, but like when they're frozen, you let them sit out for a little bit, and the peanut butter is like hard, and the jam and the peanut butter are like a little crunchy, but it's like soft on the outside. That shit does something to me. Like,
what about an Uncrustable? It's gluten free.
They don't have them.
Well, there's my idea. Suck my
dick. I'm taking it. Hose water.
Steven Johnson.
Who's that?
Who cares?
All right.
But PB&J LA is already a PB&J.
All right. Good name.
Interesting. Let me ask you this: do they have a fucking truck?
Yes.
Fuck you, bitch.
Why don't food trucks go around like ice cream trucks?
What?
Well, because they have to park. They have to park and like to cook. Yeah.
Not peanut butter and jelly.
They kind of do. A lot of like corporate offices in like Century City, they just line up out there.
True. But they need a song, and they need to go through like neighborhoods. You know how many fucking moms would want to buy like a taco?
Dude, they should do that with like Merlot. Yeah. And just like through the neighborhood moms who are all watching Judge Judy start sprinting out.
That's the idea.
I'm gonna start doing it with Xanax,
bro. If I was a state,
you're a drug dealer. That's just drug dealer. I'm gonna start doing it with my own cock, called a glory hole.
What?
And just I have you select what cock you want, and the cock just goes through the truck, and you dome it off.
So they get none of the benefits.
No, but you practice.
They pay to suck somebody off,
dude. Some women love sucking a dick. Some dudes love sucking a dick.
Wait,
like you get pleasure from it.
You make money on both ends too, because you charge people to get in the truck.
No. You're missing the point. The dick goes through the truck to the outside.
I know, but the guys that are in the truck that are gonna get their dick sucked, they're paying too.
Now this is good. Now we're back on track. I'm getting double.
It's like the cash cab.
Yes, it's like the
cash cab.
Yeah, it's called Vagina Van.
All right.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
No notes.
Well, but it's about head.
What?
It's about sucking penis.
Oh.
So no vagina. Well, maybe the.
Blowjob
buggy?
Blowjob buggy.
Okay.
I didn't get the reaction I wanted on that.
What's a car that starts with a G?
Jesus.
With a G?
Yeah, glory hole.
Is it glory hole golf?
Glory hole
Volkswagen
garage.
Volkswagen golf.
Oh, yeah.
Glory hole garage.
Okay.
Bro, that sounds like a fun dating show.
Yeah.
Whoa. Maybe
Meals on head.
That's the horniest name. It's just a guy pitching that currently hard. Meals on head. Hose water. I can't believe you guys are out on it. I don't know if
I'm fully imagining what this looks like.
I got you.
All right, go ahead.
Picture a hose.
Got it.
Bottle. So the copper.
That's where I'm lost.
Pull up the copper hose spout.
Oh, I got it.
Bro,
okay.
You know what's fucked up? I wrote this down in my phone as like ideas. Like this could be a thing.
Okay, so
because people love nostalgia. They love to buy a thing. Yeah,
the copper top on top. Oh, no, I understand. So you just put that on the top.
Is it out?
Well, this is just an empty bottle.
Oh, fuck them. Cease and assist. Who's this? Lunchbox.com? I'm coming for your name.
Look up a hose. There's a picture of a hose?
Yeah. Just type in hose spigot, hose spout. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, but can I say this? You don't put your mouth on the hose.
What? Yeah, you do.
Where are you putting up your ass?
Put your mouth on the hose?
Yeah, that's you how you get the
lick feet
taste.
For a living. What are you talking about?
I kind of do. Isn't that weird?
Bro,
no, but wait, hold on.
So you're scared of the ground, but you'll suck the ground off a foot.
Hold on, bitch. You guys would
bitch,
shove it in your...
Have some respect for Hosewater CEO. Keith Johnson, whatever the hell he said.
Hold on, so you put it in your
in
mouth.
In my mouth, like a beer bong. Yeah, what did you do?
You go like this. You let the water come out.
Like
go,
a water fountain? Oh, yeah. That's why we have a fucking drought, because you idiots in Maryland wouldn't put it in your mouth.
There's no way you could take all that water.
You that's what's so fun about it.
You dude, you like literally.
What's fun about it?
You like literally.
You would love wheels on head.
Is it meals on head or wheels head on wheels? That's I think what you're looking for.
It changes per month. Yeah. No, it's better for SEO. It's called, dude, I'm
wheels,
telling you.
It's called wheels on head.
No. Wheels on
head. Head on wheels. What's it called? What I say?
I don't know, but that's the episode title. Yeah. But I'm telling you that right there. We would put.
You can't ingest that much water.
That was a fun part.
You would be so waterboarding yourself,
bro. I'm out of breath. You'd be so thirsty that you would like fiend for it, and then you. From and it had this coppery taste, almost like the hose on the period. Like this is the shit.
I don't know, man.
Nothing for that.
No, dude. I think you have this. I think bro, this is yours.
I'm telling you. If the,
Jack,
if the
did you shove it in your mouth or did
I
you
never drank hose water?
Oh, you
what,
rich
what,
bitch.
What did you drink?
What did you do? You drank
out of the toilet bowl.
Water bottles and. Tap water.
Well, as a kid, you're playing baseball outside. What are
never,
you drinking?
Never.
What?
You didn't. You had to go inside.
Maybe that was like a. Yeah. I think there was a cutoff where any person born after X year stopped maybe. Doing it. Because Gabe and I are about the same age, right? You're.
Yeah. I'm.
How many different years?
I don't know. 28.
So oh no, you're close.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe it's just for Philly, me. Like we would just always be playing outside, and rather than running inside to get water, you're just water. Like, "Where's the nearest?"
Well, because the problem is in my life, the problem is if I went inside, all of a sudden I got to do fucking yard work. Oh, do you know what I mean? My mom's like, "Oh, Michael, like, actually," I'm like,
"You might as
fuck.
Well go to the police station."
100%.
Your parents are looking at you; they're looking at them. Yeah. Your dad's googling divorce. Like, wait.
Googling? He's already been gone. I was in the embryonic sack when he was googling that shit.
All I'm saying is if somebody takes hose water, you're going to get hit with a cease and desist. Trademark.
I'm going to have a cranberry juice. And it's going to be called Afterbirth.
You miss a great UTI opportunity.
No. It's just going to be Afterbirth.
I don't get it.
Do you know what Afterbirth is?
Yes.
All right.
It's what looks like Afterbirth.
Correct.
But UTI is cranberry.
Okay. So cranberry juice is just called UTI?
UTII, Captain.
I'm copying.
Well, you guys, speaking of million-dollar ideas, have you hose seen what water. McDonald's is trying?
No. Bring what back the salad shaker. I think they're bringing back the snack wrap. I saw that.
Yes! Thank God! Where's the double fish fillet in the fuck? They should put a fish fillet in a fucking snack wrap!
They should put a pipe bomb in that shit. That's the equivalence.
I mean, dude, I mean, most McDonald's have pipe bombs working there.
So I was zoned out. I wonder how many McDonald's employees are Glocked up. Like Glock on the
18%.
Wait, what is this?
So McDonald's has a new restaurant, a new side hustle called Cosmics.
I'm out.
I'm
this
out
sounds
too.
Like a place where swingers meet.
First of all, it only has one tit. McDonald's always has two tits.
Oh, one arch?
Yeah, one tit. I'm not going there.
It looks like the Jetsons kind of, right? Is that
yeah,
the whole
it
thing?
Looks futuristic for sure.
Look at their caption. Greetings, Earthlings. What the fuck?
So, okay, so it's like Space McDonald's.
Okay.
We're going back in time.
Well, also, space is not real, so what the fuck are they serving?
The McRib. In a drink.
Quote, Cosmics is described as if a McDonald's character from the 1980s that was part alien, part surfer, part robot were
to
open a restaurant.
No, this sounds like a character description I get on auditions. Like, fucking make it more condensed. Here's what are their drinks?
This is their menu.
Oh, are they going after, like, a Panera shit?
I don't
know. Wait, Boost, does Boost have caffeine? It's gotta hit left. Caffeine syrup. Why don't we have that in the studio?
Wow, yeah,
that
sounds great.
What they have boba?
Fuck.
Actually, man. I'm gonna pour this on my cat.
Why does it look like it's all just
Tumac latte? Whoa.
Oh,
wait,
hold on. Is this just like a Starbucks thing?
Oh, maybe it's like a Starbucks reserve, but for.
So they have some stuff like that's McDonald's, reserve. Just straight McDonald's menu items, and then they
yeah,
have
yeah, but
own.
Like a spicy queso, spicy, Jesus,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, God, that actually sounds really good.
Spicy queso sandwich? I mean, all these are going to make you shit yourself.
Sandwich. Yeah, it's McDonald's. That's what that's the fun
that's
of
whole
it.
Thing.
Pretzel bites, oh, shit.
Ooh, cookie butter McPops?
That was my nickname in high school.
Yeah, so it does look kind of
all
Starbucks.
That shit, wait. Go to the drinks up top. I think they're trying to go for a Panera thing. Because Panera had that drink that had 400 milligrams of caffeine in it. Two people died from it.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
A what?
Two people died from a Panera drink because it had 400 grams of of caffeine in it.
Jesus.
That's like 2 Celsius.
That's too much.
Dude, imagine. This is, dude, they need to sponsor with a power slap.
Bro, this restaurant should be called just comorbidity. That's funny. Fuck everyone for not laughing.
Remember when they used to put their diet shit on the back of the menu? It was like, ain't nobody give a shit about this. Like legal reasons. People don't care. Literally in the UK, they put somebody with lung cancer on their cigarettes. People are like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, sick.
Don't care. They literally look at it and be like, that'd be a sick album title.
It's going to affect my baby. I don't care. I need nicotine right now. But I don't know what market they're trying to capture here. It's like, it's the menu seems like it's like all
maybe
over the
place. Maybe it's like, you know how popular like Dutch Bros is in like Colorado? Maybe it's like that where they like, they like the drink space is great because even if you're not hungry, you're always thirsty. That's my new slogan.
For hose water?
Pick one of those. Island Punch, pick me up. Wait.
Dude,
who wrote the tap down on boost?
Who wrote the pre-workout shot?
Bro, imagine drinking this and then hitting the gym. Are you fucking kidding me?
What is
if you drink this, you're hitting something else.
Say it. Say it.
Your cock.
There you go.
I mean, pretty crazy, right? That you can get a pre-workout shot in
what
there.
What is...
Bro, like, you're going to see these in the gym.
What's that smoothie shop that's massive, pink berry?
The one that Trev worked at, right? Jamba Juice?
Jamba Juice. It feels like this is still a Jamba Juice.
I think that they were just like, people weren't going to make... Dude, when Starbucks... Not Starbucks. When McDonald's had $1 sweet tea, it was a fucking era. Giant-ass cup of sweet tea for $1.
Dude, you know how many
it's only in Illinois.
In there's also a good chance that this
we don't need more caffeine in Illinois. What the fuck they get hyped up to do?
We need more guns.
Maybe not the last part, but why are they testing it there? How did they find that place? Is that like the most like sugar-driven city?
Dude, you know they test like random fast food in like random places? Like the certain, and Gabe, maybe you can look this up. There's like really like wackadoo items that like certain
fast food
places.
Dude, I mean, this would
places,
bomb in Hollywood. Nobody would want this.
But hold on. Hear me out. Like there's certain weird like Dr. Pepper burgers or something. And they like put it out in very like unique places in America just to see if it hits.
Yeah.
And the ideas are crazy. It's like a Mountain Dew hot dog or some shit. I'm serious.
It is kind of crazy when a new big chain opens up that we didn't have before. Like when Raising Cane's opened in Burbank, there was a line and there was police.
Still is,
yes,
dude.
But dude, the first week it wrapped around the block like twice and they had cops there directing traffic.
Over birds.
They're not
real.
Real. But that's crazy to me. Like what? Like that's how you know the world is fucking cooked. We're just bored. We're like, hey, new chicken sandwich.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Have you been to Raising Cane's?
Yeah, years ago.
Was it good?
It was pre-gluten-free days. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh,
I mean, the thing is, it's phenomenal, but like, are you really going to wait in that line for like 2 hours? I would do it if it was like, I was with a fun group of friends or I was really high or want to make a video about it, but like, imagine just sitting there like, dude, I mean, but I do that shit on the daily. When I see the In-N-Out line, it's in the street, I'm like, man, ain't no way I'm going to sit my dumb ass in that. I'm sitting in that line.
I don't. Every single time.
I'm not a line guy, bro.
I can't do it.
What do you do if you're hungry and it's the only thing open at like that hour?
I mean, sure. I mean, if I have like absolutely no option, then yeah.
Dude, that West Hollywood one is fucked.
Maybe that's why I'm so jaded with that shit because I cannot.
I can't believe there's only one In-N-Out in like all of LA.
You know what I will do though, because it is very fast, is Chick-fil-A. If I see a massive line, I know it's not going to be long. In-N-Out's pretty good too, but the In-N-Out's line is so long.
Well, they lock you in. They take your order in the 405. You know, like, yeah, I guess I'm here now.
Yeah.
Because then you're locked in. You can't dip.
I haven't had In-N-Out in so long because of that. I love it. I think it's fucking great.
I'll go in sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've been in a couple times.
When was the last time you sat at a fast food restaurant, not in your car, like inside of a McDonald's? Like just went in there like, oh, number 4, waited, got it, and then took it to a table in the restaurant.
I mean, alone?
Any. Not at the airport.
I'm
talking about high school.
Probably like on the road somewhere where I like if we're like driving in between cities.
That's
true. I don't want to get back in the car. Whatever.
What about in town? Or you just never would.
Never have I sat in dude. Because now with a phone, like I can go back into my car and my car kind of turns into a living room.
Yeah,
because I can like
your own AC.
My own AC. I can put like Netflix on my phone, like on the dashboard. I can watch Netflix. It's connected to my car speaker, so I can hear it.
It's
like,
honestly a better experience. Yeah,
much better.
Well, if you look in a parking lot at In-N-Out, everybody's just in their car. They go through the drive-thru and sit in the car, which is like,
dude,
everybody does that. But it's a better experience.
If you
they
look
start
around,
putting Miatas in In-N-Outs,
dude,
hose water.
Hose water, dude. They should have lot lizards at fucking In-N-Out parking lots.
In-N-Out.
Oh, I hope my daughter becomes a lot lizard. I think there's a lot of exposure there. So my point is,
goddamn.
I think if you ever look around at a parking lot, everybody's in their car.
Everybody's just in their car these days because car is better than real life.
Yeah, but like, dude, I there's times at like certain comedy clubs, I'll just wait in my car. Yeah. I'll go inside and be like, oh, there's 58 minutes on. I'm not gonna, this is not as fun. Unless like you're there or someone I'm cool with.
Right.
But like generally I'm like, do I wanna have like weird awkward conversations and like listen to a comedy show? Or do I just go in my car?
And it's not even like car specific. You're just like, oh, it's quiet and I have my phone.
Yes.
You could be in a fucking 03 Corolla and be like, I'm having a great goddamn time.
100%. It's very comforting to me. Especially if I'm eating. Like there's nothing that I like almost more than going to a fast food restaurant or Subway or wherever the fuck, and then sitting in my car, and I put my seat back, I put it back, right? I jerk off, no, I put it back.
Are you getting head?
You know, I just put it back, I want a little more room.
Yeah.
And I just lay everything out on my fucking lap, put Netflix on, whatever movie I want, turn the sound up, and just like indulge myself in the food as I'm watching. And like, it's just very comforting, and I feel safe. I feel safe in my car. Doors locked.
Yeah.
AC. I fucking love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it's just set to you. Instead of like, literally, what the benches are made out of McDonald's, like the same as the back of a cop car.
Yeah.
It's just like a plastic.
It's also, man, like, there's so many characters in a fast food place. Like, there's like a mom beating a kid. There's like, you know what I mean?
Kid beating a mom.
There's a kid beating a
mom. What do you mean no breast milk?
God damn.
But I will say, like, when I worked on a nursery very briefly.
Stop. Well, you better talk. You better talk fast. We're trees?
Yeah. I'm going to do a Michael Blassen. I've told the story before. No, I don't think I have. My best friend growing up, his dad owned a plant nursery.
You got to say plant nursery, dog. I thought you meant around kids, bro.
Why'd you say trees then?
No, it was my guess.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. No, I it was like...
You're trying to be all masculine? Nah, fuck that.
Trees. But it was Saturday and Sundays, and we get there at like 8 a.m., and I'll tell you what, we were just out there, like, just planting, potting, doing whatever, you know, planting shit. But when noon would hit, the thought of Carl's Jr., I would be, like, erect for it.
Yeah.
$6 burger, I'll pay $12.
Fuck.
And getting your meal and sitting there.
Yes.
That's when you go and you sit at an establishment. Because I don't think you'd want to sit in your car.
No.
Because it's the summer, it was hot. You're like, I want to sit in, like, a, like, there's something about that. Where you're just with the other, like I was with the other guys working and you're sitting there fucking man spread and got your dick out at a Burger King.
Yeah, I'll be playing saplings all day.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
That's when it was like, oh yeah, goddamn. You know what I mean? Like that, I think working and then going to a place, you'd enjoy it. I guarantee right now, if we went to a McDonald's, we'd fucking enjoy it.
Oh, if
I'll throw a sauce packet at a goddamn stray cat.
If all of us went, that's fun to me. But I'm not going to
sit
alone.
It's after work. I'm just saying like if you're going... Like, if you're in between shows and you have an hour, you're not going to eat inside by yourself. But, like, if you just did a bunch of work and then go there.
I don't know if I'm going to eat alone. I don't mind eating alone. But if I'm going to eat alone, I'd rather do it in my car. Yeah.
But I think, but to my point, I guess I'm just saying, like, if you're leaving from a job.
Yes.
I don't know. It just feels like a different setting. You drive a car to your job. It's like, it's a third setting because you go car, job, restaurant instead of just car, job, car.
Yeah. I worked at this barbecue place when I was like 15, 16, and it was like a catering place. So that we'd come like a big truck with all the shit in it. And we'd obviously make it with food, whatever, and we'd get like a break. And I just remember like those breaks, I would like, and we would cook like good fucking barbecue. So I'd have amazing like ribs and chicken and cornbread, just like an amazing meal. I'm starving because we had like, you cater some shit. Like someone's like quinceañera or whatever. You're waking up at 5 a.m. So it's a whole thing. So, and you're toting around all this heavy ass shit, coals and everything. And so that like 30 minutes, I would remember so distinctly just going in the back of the truck bed.
To jerk off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just to sit on like a crate alone And I'm just like,
dude, a well-worked meal.
Like,
that
dog.
That you can taste
just,
it.
Like, sitting down, like, zoning out. It was, like, before everyone had, like, you know, like 14, I have a fucking phone. So I'm just, like, eating, like, baked beans and cornbread. Oh, I was
dude, like,
fucked.
the difference of a meal between, like, when we do a podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't fucking deserve this.
Right.
I yelled about Blue Chew for 4 hours. but it's, like, good. But, like, after, like, a tour date or you did two shows on a Saturday.
Yep.
And you, even if it's, like a comedy club burger, you're, like, it just tastes so much better.
You know what the best time to have a drink is exactly what you just said. Like after two shows, yes, you earned it. After two shows, you're fucking tired. Server comes in, hey, I'm about to get out of here. Do you want anything?
Because you just finished running the race.
Yeah.
Other than that, like it just feels like you're jogging than eating along the way. But it's like, I would rather just wait 8 hours.
Yeah.
Put a caffeine up my ass and then eat.
Yeah. Nothing like a good fucking gin and tonic after some good shows. You know, you reminisce, you sit in the comedy club, all the seats are empty. Ah, yeah. Fucking, and head.
Head on wheels.
I would rather take Taco Bell at 2:30 in the morning after shows than head.
I disagree with you because you literally left us last night at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
To go have some intercourse.
That's
you're
true.
Telling me if on the way out the door, I was like, hey, I got a chalupa on the way. You would have stayed? He's thinking about it.
I am.
Chalupas are fucking fantastic. Dude,
but like.
I hear you.
You know, hanging out with the boys and like getting like food or whatever at like late. Like the girl I hung out with last night wasn't like a random thing. But like, you know, when you're in the road, there's nice ladies. But you know, sometimes you don't know them.
I see what you're saying.
So like there's too many variables.
Yeah.
So like, it's so fun.
Yeah, the only variable to talk about is like, oh, I didn't want tomatoes.
Yeah.
Take them off. At least the tomatoes aren't texting you the next day. Like, are you still here?
Yeah. I'm late.
Wow. Well, McDonald's, I mean, I'm sure it'll be a thing, but whatever.
No.
Yeah. It might also literally just be a thing that they invented to do this one location so that everyone writes about it on the internet.
Well, they'll probably do like 10 of them around the US and it'll be like an attraction. The same way Taco Bell has like Taco Bell Cantina where you can get alcohol at a Taco Bell. It's like, yeah, that's great.
Dude, that's
let me go
on
my lunch break and relax.
That is not a good idea. The clientele that walks into a fucking Taco Bell at 2 in the morning doesn't need margaritas.
They need water and bread.
They need community service.
The one on the strip is insane.
The Vegas strip, yes. But that makes sense because you're already walking around drinking. Yeah. It's so funny that some cities can just do that and a lot of cities you can't. You walk around with a beer in LA, oh, jail. Oh,
dude,
Vegas.
In Vegas, you walk around with pussy for sale. Like, for sale. You know how like back in New York they used to bark for tickets? They can bark for their pussy. Hey, $50, and you're not gonna get arrested. It's legal. That's crazy.
Vegas does not know what the fuck is going on.
I hate Vegas.
But you like can't smoke in a casino. I'm like, that's what we're gonna draw the line at.
Right, right.
This girl's smoking out of her cooter on the 405.
Some dude's getting pegged by a fucking stripper named Cinnamon Toast Crunch upstairs.
See you?
Who?
You.
What?
Pegged.
Maybe.
All right.
I gotta try it.
All right, guys. Time sock talk.
Sock.
We have a submission today from Brady who says,
Bunch.
My crazy ex sent me $40 worth of cookies to try to get back together with
me. That's not crazy at all. $40 is not that much for cookies.
That's a lot of cookies, dog.
It says, I know my worth, and if she thinks I will get back together with her for cookies, then she's absolutely right. he sent us proof. Here's a picture of the cookies.
What did she say?
Oh, that's actually really nice, though. Say?
I'm so sorry, Brady. I love you.
No, that's actually really nice.
I feel bad about this. Zoom in. Is his address on there?
Yeah, there's definitely fentanyl in those cookies, but that's okay.
Oh yeah, we should blur this. But he's calling from Tallahassee. Let's go. Wait, what did she order? Did she tip? Oh, she tipped $5. She's a nice lady. Get back with her.
It's a 12-pack. Chocolate chunk, classic with M&M's, double
chocolate
chunk.
12 cookies are $40?
That's actually crazy.
Well, it's 30 for the cookies and then delivery fee and tip and all that.
Sick of it. And then what? A house service charge?
Oh, they have a tax and then a total fee tax. Why?
Yeah.
Where do they begin these fucking additional things? I know we yell about tip every 14 minutes, but I'm fucking sick of it.
I'm so sick of it.
Is that who wrote the letter? Did the Postmates guy have to write that?
Oh.
Because that writing is not of a woman's.
That's a really
women have the best handwriting ever. This is written by Fred Flintstone.
With his feet.
I'm so sorry, Brady. I love you. Not even a heart.
Goddamn. Of course you would think that.
What?
Of course you'd be like, come on.
Yeah, is
not that even a heart?
Maybe on the back there's a nude.
That's what's up. No, listen. That's actually really, really sweet, though.
Listen, it is
sweet. Depends on what she did. If she deep-throated his best friend.
Did it say what happened? She cheated?
No, it didn't say she cheated. It just said she was crazy.
I would say for the $40 range, there wasn't cheating. $40 range is probably like...
Wouldn't it be really funny if it was? You suck Brady's dick in the back of the fucking ya-ya-ya, and all of a sudden you send him $40 worth of cookies?
Yeah, I don't think any amount or any object could get me back after that.
No, unless it's your sister. Would you get back with someone where you're like, if she was like, all right, fine, yes, I did cheat, but you can fuck anybody, and then we're equal?
Maybe.
Nah, there's no way. Once you cheat on me, it's fucking over. Because then the moment you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to fucking Bubba.
I'm going to Arco for who?
Yep.
What's, BMW? Is that his acronym? Yeah. Big Michael Wallace. Hose water. Bro, the fact that hose water is going to make me a trillionaire is crazy.
It is crazy.
I'm literally going to put some money into this.
I believe in it. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
I'm sick of it. I am going to invent something called tit milk.
What? You should do I'm sick of it as thermometers.
That's not bad. You know what I'm going to do?
Do people use thermometers anymore or do they just do this?
Dude, no, they used to do that, and then people died of typhoid fever, and then they actually got like real. Dude, Gigi got a fucking thermometer stuck right up her boot, but her fucking butt got, and then her look on her face. We're at a vet, by the way. I gave no one any context. We're at a vet. I was holding Gigi, and the goddamn veterinarian goes, "I have to take her temperature rectally." And I was so like, weird. "All right, Wreck-It Ralph, bitch!" And they just threw it up there, and Gigi went like.
Like, this is what Michael be talking about.
Hey, I'm into it.
All right, guys. Secret Talk, anonymous submission.
Still?
Says, one time I let a girl put a hairbrush inside of me with no lube because she told me. She told me the condom is lubricated.
What? Wait, she the hairbrush was in a condom?
Mm-hmm.
What side?
I mean, it's got to be the handle, right?
Yeah. Got to be the what?
The handle.
But also the handle would be a great.
The handle you got to hold it with your hand. Damn. Those pubes be brushed.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's a comb over.
That probably actually feels pretty good. Like kind of like on underneath your balls right there.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm back in.
I'd rather a shoehorn.
Why? You don't know? I'd rather a rollerblade. good. I got nothing on that. I'm fine with that. If you put a condom on that...
I just want to know how they got to that point in that night.
Probably Molly.
He uses the term let her, so it sounds like maybe it was her idea.
Yeah, it sounds like
for sure.
I think they were at like a garage sale and got horny and left.
Yeah. Would you ever... If you were in love with someone and her like fantasy was to get double penetrated, would you do it?
Yeah, me and a vibrator.
No.
Another dude?
My God,
I don't know.
DP? No. What if you loved her, man, and she was like...
Here's why I flipped the script.
What is your fantasy? What is your fantasy if some girl you're with for like 3 years goes, all right, babe, it's like it's your birthday and like we've been very adventurous.
I think a threesome with one of her hot friends. Because she always like invites
you. You can't do a friend.
Well, then that's not my fantasy. What's your fantasy? I'm giving it to you,
dude. But do you understand? After you fucking come and then both of them are sitting right there. You're like, oh, see you at the barbecue.
See you
at
the white elephant.
What do you do? Like, but that's
how fantasies work. They use it. If your fantasy doesn't get you in trouble, then it's not a fantasy. Yeah.
But as soon as I come, I got to be like, fantasy, see you later, bitch. You got to get out of here.
That's what I'm saying. But what's yours? Isn't that hot? The one, because, you know, you meet the friend.
Yeah.
You're dating a girl for like a year. And she goes, I want you to meet my best friend. It'd probably be sooner than that. But then you finally meet the best friend and you're like, oh,
yeah. Hold on. I done chose the wrong one.
But, you know, and for whatever reason, you're with that specific woman. You're not with her.
Yeah.
You guys, maybe she's better personality. It's kind of better for whatever. But for that one moment,
yeah,
the one hot friend you always think about, now she's here. Now it's fantasy land.
I'm with you. I'm thinking.
What are you, my girlfriend? Why are you backing out on
I'm
this?
I'm thinking.
As a guy, you think you should be, hey, hell yeah, fuck yeah, Rumble.
Definitely
Brian Rumble. Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher is so big. But what I'm saying is, I'm just thinking. Practically after, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing for heroin. You're like, oh, this is going to feel so good. I don't know about tomorrow.
Yeah, but heroin doesn't look at you and go, oh, so that's why you picked Stephanie?
It might do enough.
That's why you picked that vein?
All right, well, what's your fantasy before we get out of here?
I want four bitches. 4. I've been watching porn when there's so many women on one dude's dick, they don't even fit anymore. It looks like they're playing Twister, but like the best kind. Left hand on cock. But do you know what I mean? But like you're looking down at the porn and there's like fucking 4 heads and they're all like, and they're kissing and shit. I'm hard.
What do you, but like, what?
I will hire them on TaskRabbit.
No, but do you have enough body to?
No. I don't have enough body for one. But I'm just saying 4 at the same time.
You know, it'd be so hot if it was everyone was like lined up and you're like, you just go down the line.
Yeah. No, that's how. But one more visual and then we'll move on. What you ever seen those Mr. Beast videos where like if they touch a car and you untouch it, then you can't have the car anymore? That's like my dick. Like if what I'm saying is it's not gonna be a full mouth in the dick. It's just gonna be like a tongue. Like it's not gonna be the I will have room for.
Yeah. Just like a mother cat lets her cats breastfeed.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my milk idea is gonna be called tit milk, and it's gonna crush hose water.
It's actually not bad. They sell stress balls that are shipped as tits, and they sell. They move. So if you did,
just tit milk.
Ooh, what about almond milk? But it's called breast milk. It's like a almond all.
Great.
If somebody steals hose water, I will commit arson.
Arson's funny. On the first day of Christmas, wah! Just let
if you find out your ex is in prison for arson, you need to move immediately.
Yeah. Fire's funny. The only thing that gets me is water. What? Man, science is a hoax. All right, is that a show?
That's a show. Live
guys,
merch.
Go grab it. StiffSocksMerch.com, guys. I'm very, very happy. We are so, so happy that it came out the way it did. Also, Stiff Socks Plus listeners, you get the exclusive merch as well. Just go to the audio feed, and we'll give you the instructions to grab that as well. So, guys, that is it. Thank you so much. We love you. Until next mother freaking Wednesday. Bye. Big old dick.